one in five voters is disabled, and 52% of voters have someone close to them afflicted by disability.
A lot of people with disabilities, frankly, are on the receiving end of a lot of pity. Well, we're tired of pity. We want the hand up, not the hand out. We want the opportunity to achieve the American dream.
That was Jennifer Mizrahi, the president of Respectability, an organization battling the stigmas and obstacles preventing disabled individuals from benefiting society. She says it's important every voter knows where the presidential candidates stand when it comes to disabilities.
There's a lot that people with disabilities want to see in a candidate. Number one, they want to see that the candidate has thought about their issues at all. You know, we're one out of every five Americans. That's a very large group, 56 million Americans.
The organization has submitted a 16-point questionnaire to all presidential candidates concerning the rights and opportunities of the disabled population.
Of the Republicans running still, you see some terrific position papers from John Kasich. On the Democratic side, you see that both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton have put out position papers on a wide range of issues of concern for the disability community. However, we have yet to see anything from Donald Trump or from Senator Cruz. And so I think number one is, do they even care enough about the one in five Americans who have a disability to even put out disability policies at all?
As the presidential race continues, the candidates have the opportunity to fill out the questionnaire. The organization's guide will be updated as they do so. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Connor Rivers.